This is Robert Trout, ABC News Paris, with commentary for the American Entertainment Radio Network. Living in Europe is not as entertaining as it used to be a few years ago, but one festive occasion that has lost none of its amusement value here in France is the annual arrival of the wine called the New Beaujolais. This is red wine from anywhere in the Beaujolais region of Burgundy. The label doesn't have to say which vineyard or which of the nine famous hillsides or 35 villages of the district. Certain cynics with slide rules have long insisted that to supply all the Beaujolais wine that flows from there, the little region of Beaujolais would have to be bigger than all France, a geographical feat that probably would have been impossible before the age of Einstein's theory, nuclear physics, and globular geometry. The wine that arrives in Paris, so well heralded, as November is thinking of giving way to December every year, is known as the Beaujolais of the year, meaning that it is made from grapes of this autumn's harvest, and it should be consumed not too long after this year has passed into history. Don't try to keep it for a birthday or anniversary that is nearly a year away. In recent years, the advent of the Beaujolais has developed into a race, with competing Paris wine shops eager for the honor and the publicity of announcing that they have it and have it first. This competition has become so keen that if you didn't know better, you might think that the city had dried up and every Parisian family was keeping the dinner hot on the stove until the arrival of the wine from Beaujolais to go with the food. The big suspense, apart from the quality of the vintage this year, is the price, never announced more than a few days before the wine is here. This year, the new Beaujolais is a little more than $1.25 a bottle, which is 10% less than last year. Not all news is bad news. I'll have a concluding thought right after this.
Merlin and Phil Olson of the Los Angeles Rams.
There you are in high school, maybe thinking to yourself, okay, fella, where do you go from here?
Right, Phil. We've got a suggestion, don't we?
Well, Merlin, if our friend checks out the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, he'll find a great education with free tuition plus pay and allowances.
Now, that's right, Phil, but there's more to it. I think you ought to point out that he's obligated to serve as a commissioned officer in the Coast Guard for 5 years after he graduates with a B.S. degree.
I would, but you just did.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how do we get into the Coast Guard Academy?
Oh, call my congressman?
No, no congressional appointments. The Coast Guard Academy is the only military academy that tenders appointments solely on the basis of nationwide competition. So here's where to write. Director of Admissions, U.S. Coast Guard Academy, New London, Connecticut, 06320.
Being a Coast Guard officer, working in ecology, doing humanitarian work, it all begins at the Coast Guard Academy.
The race to bring the new Beaujolais wine to Paris, one of the triumphs of modern public relations, has spread outside the frontiers of France. This year, British competitors in the race hired small airplanes to rush the first bottles to London, where the winners later said they stayed up all night sampling, just to make sure the Beaujolais was authentic. I'm Robert Trout, ABC News, with a comment from Paris for the American Entertainment Radio Network. A service of ABC News.